think the plan, the 235 plan, is a wonderful plan. If a tenant could buy a new house or a house on the plan, it's a wonderful plan. But the 235 plan, which is buying a house is 100 years old or 80 years old, you don't have anything.
Now, we have a ridiculous housing subsidy program in this country, for example. What do? We subsidize the interest rates. Well, that's paying banks. Now, I'm not against banks making money, but it costs twice as much in government money to subsidize a 1% mortgage over 40 years as it would cost if you simply gave the house away to the person in the first place.
FHA was making appraisals, or their appraisers were making appraisals, on an as-is basis, with the assumption that the people would buy the house as-is, without a great deal to be done. There were certifications that were given for that the roof was so, you know, such and such, and the heating was such and such, and the plumbing was such and such, and so on. In many cases, if it was obvious that the heat or the roof or what have you looked good, certification wasn't necessary under the old program. So that people were getting into properties that that really weren't what they were expected to be. They were in need of some repairs, or repairs were necessary very shortly after they moved in. This kind of a buyer, a subsidized buyer with a very limited income, such as a DPA case or a pensioner or somebody of that nature, or a working man with a lot of kids, couldn't reach in his pocket and get money out to make repairs if the plumbing went bad or if the heating went bad. And so there was a tendency on the part of these people to complain or to move. Now, I can give you an example of a case where the man just got up and left it.
I think that the main thing is that low-income people just don't get enough to live on, period, enough to satisfy their basic needs. So if a mother has to take the, you know, has to make a decision about whether she does something about the steps that are falling down or whether she feeds her kids, naturally she's going to feed her kids.
We have never said in this country, as we should say, that decent housing is a right which everybody has. And we're going to undertake as a public responsibility to see that we provide everyone with the means to obtain decent housing, either by supplementing their income so they can afford decent housing, or by producing the housing, or by whatever else it takes.